Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on this here live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. So, Johnson, I've got a whole... A vast cornucopia of show prep today.
Okay.
A plethora. And upon hearing you come in and give me your show prep, I am prepared to put it all on hold. And just to hear what this article is. Now, first, I'm going to tell you some of the things I've got.
Sure.
Porn actors must wear protective goggles during shoots in California. The military apparently sent anthrax all over the world to a bunch of random labs.
I actually posted about that.
A red state has a veto override-proof death penalty repeal and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. But apparently there are six lessons one learns by getting paid to troll people on the internet.
Yes.
And I have to know.
All right. Well, that this article is by Nicholas Pell, who has been writing for Cracked.com for quite some time. So I'm sure I'm going to have to be careful as I read this article.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah.
So apparently, this is by Nicholas Pell. Apparently, my first column at Cracked really rustled some jimmies. He says, that's cool. I've been rustling jimmies for a long time, and I'm pretty good at it. That I'm saying rustling jimmies is probably rustling a few jimmies right now, in fact. And while I never thought I would earn a handsome living at it, that's just what I've been doing for going on 6 years now. Not much amazes me anymore, but I'm still always a bit shocked at people who don't understand how the internet operates. So out of sheer graciousness, I decided to give you all some insight into how trolling the internet for fun and profit actually works. Hopefully this will help you to craft better indignant comments in the future. So, number six. I always tell the truth, even when I troll. Yes, I'm trolling you. No, that doesn't mean that I don't more or less mean every word that I'm writing, or that I say in my writing. But I punch up my style and put it in the way that is most likely to irritate people who deserve to be irritated. And if I'm irritating you, that probably means you're an uptight square just begging to be messed with.
Okay?
I probably am. When I'm writing, I literally take time to determine how I can phrase something in a way that will provoke the greatest amount of butthurt from sea to shining sea.
See, I don't feel that way, but I do often try to be as glib as possible when I am saying something. I want to say it in a way that is frank and doesn't use, you know, language to distort what it is that I'm saying.
Sure.
And I think that so many things, like from everything in our culture is, people use the term politically correct.
Right.
But it's on both sides of the aisle.
Oh,
this isn't
yeah.
Democrats, this isn't Republicans. This is, like, I believe that, for instance, when people use the term social justice, that really what they're doing is using a cover term for stealing from people I don't like.
Right.
Right. That's what I think that means. But at the same time, I think that, you know, when you're talking about, you know, people will, you know, the right will use terminology that can just as easily be explained without sort of flowery language.
Right.
For instance, when they talk about liberating Iraq, you mean dropping bombs and killing people's children. Is that what you mean? Right. So, like, I prefer glib in that way.
Well, you know, I guess there's something to be said for not being too hyperbolic. I mean, you know, like when you're... you know, I guess when you're talking to people, you don't want to just use language that's like too extreme, I guess. If it goes beyond being factual and honest, if you're, you know, just saying something so extreme to get a rise out of someone that you've gone beyond the point of where what you're saying is no longer even factual because you're just too far out there.
Indeed.
So he says, on the other hand, irritating the hell out of the easily irritated also allows me to sift through the chaff of the internet for the wheat who actually get the joke. That mostly seems to be other people who like to be irritating, or people who like watching handsome men such as myself irritate people. It's kind of hilarious for all of us, and kind of a bummer that you're not in on the joke. Number 5. Negative feedback and hate reading gets you paid. I've never done a pay-per-click gig, but I've had a few gigs that paid me extra for reaching a certain page view threshold. Either way, at this point in my career, I am now a known quantity. Editors know when they can rely on me to produce a stream of punters giving them the sweet page views and click-throughs that they need to pitch to potential advertisers. So basically, every time you read my article, comment on it, and or share it with your friends while telling them what a dick I am, you're helping me buy another pair of $400 jeans. Thanks for that.
It's amusing. I had that feeling one time not too long ago. It's been some time, but there's a couple of articles out there written about how homeschooling is illiberal. Illiberal was the terminology used by this person who not only doesn't like homeschoolers, but likes to make up stupid new words themselves.
Right.
And this article was so outrageous, written in such a way that I was just, I mean, everybody who reads it is like, are you effing kidding me?
Right.
This is stupid. This is crazy, right? And they're just outraged by what this person says. But that article got some reads, right?
Yeah, like, right.
I don't know if that person, I hope they didn't use their real name. Right. Because they're liable to have gotten lynched.
Right.
But man, they got some reads.
Yeah. So he says, oh, what's that? You're unfollowing me because of my article? Congratulations. No one gives a flip because 20 other people just followed, and you'll be back the second the website runs a picture of cleavage again. Unfollowing a page on Facebook is like voting. Oh, God. He says, unfollowing a page on Facebook is like voting libertarian. It might make you feel better at night, but at the end of the day, you've accomplished precisely nothing.
That's okay. You don't. You accomplish precisely nothing by voting Democrat or Republican, too.
That's true.
And so,
But again, he knows exactly what audience to target, who's going to like come and be like, what? You can't. You said this about this. You know, like. More likely than not, it's going to be libertarians who get upset about a comment like that.
Sure.
And which leads him to number 4. I have vast experience being a dick. I don't know what you and your friends were like in high school and college, but mine were constantly cutting up and busting balls. We messed with each other unmercifully. So in addition to being a huge dick by nature...
I'd prefer the term Richard.
Richard. Yeah. Okay. Guilty, and growing up in a place where everyone is kind of a Richard, New England, I also had to hold my own against some of the biggest J.O.s of their generation. Truth told, being a Richard is one of those things that I'm good at. And if you know anything about economics, you know that society benefits the most from people doing what they do best. You keep making my lattes and I'll keep being a jerk on the internet and wearing outfits that cost more than your car.
I don't know why you would do that. I mean, you know, okay.
Well, if he's making money at it, then that would be the reason.
I guess. I mean, you know, when I hear him prattle on about this, you know, his expensive taste in clothing, I mean, you know.
He sounds like he's wasting money.
We have a classification of men that spend way too much money on clothing, sir, and they put things in their mouths that is laughable.
What did you say about Richard? Anyway, it's not journalism, number 3. It's not journalism, so stop asking if this is journalism. He says, I hope you're sitting down. journalism doesn't exist anymore. It hasn't for at least 10 years now. The closest thing we have to journalism is now agenda-driven propaganda dressed up as objective, hard-hitting news.
I don't know if that's true. I would say that
appropriate timing for the music when I said objective, hard-hitting news.
I'd say that we have largely what he's talking about, but there's still some journalism out there.
Yeah, it's debatable.
855-450-3733. What do you think? You think there's journalism still exists? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you want to use Skype, we make that easy for you, too. All you have to do is send a contact request to username lrn.fm. That's as in Liberty Radio Network, lrn.fm. And, well, we'll approve it in relatively short order. Might take me as long as a segment to see it, but I'll take care of it. Then you can call in, and usually you sound a bit better on Skype. So the username's lrn.fm, and the telephone number, the regular old-fashioned way, toll-free, is 855-450-FREE. I booked some plane tickets today to head out to Las Vegas for Freedom Fest. It's going to be at the Planet Hollywood July 8th through the 11th. This year, obviously. It's the world's largest gathering of free minds, and it's going to be the best yet because they have a historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore, and it's going to be well worth seeing. So Krugman is the New York Times columnist, and Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist, and they're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. There really aren't too many people in the world more qualified to take either side on this. So I'm excited, and you can sign up there. There's going to be several debates. Mark Skousen's going to be debating, humor, on libertarian state or no state at all. So that should be pretty exciting, too. I intend to go see that one. Peter Thiel will be there, Steve Forbes, John Mackey, Dinesh D'Souza, Glenn Beck. It's a star study.
So you've reverted back to Thiel. Have we determined the pronunciation on this yet?
I'll ask him when I get there. How's that?
Do that. Yeah. Is it Thiel or Thiel?
Freedomfest.com. And that's July 8th through the 11th. Go sign up there. Click that you heard Free Talk Live. That way we get credit for it, please. Or give them a call at 855-850-FREE. I know that's like our number, 855-850-FREE. Or you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE and talk about what you want to talk about. So, going on, how to get paid trolling?
Yeah, sure. We were talking about how the fact that journalism doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
You were arguing this. He says here, the closest thing we have to journalism is now agenda-driven propaganda dressed up as objective, hard-hitting news. And yes, this includes your favorite muckraking work over at Mother Jones or whatever. Journalism has died a pretty sad death, and yeah, we're all kind of bummed about it. But don't hate the player, hate the game. I didn't kill journalism, or at least I didn't kill it any more than any of you did. If you're terribly concerned about the death of journalism, get out there and do some. I'm sure that you will get literally scores of page views while the rest of the world is getting mad at me, sharing rare Pepe memes and looking at GIFs of randomly bouncing breasts. So
yeah, that's kind of what people do on the internet, right?
Yep, it's pretty true. So he goes on to number two. I don't really read books much. I just watch a lot of wrestling. He says writers are supposed to read a lot. I don't. I get enough of that in college. I'm currently slogging through Steven Adler's memoir. Sometimes I pick up a Hubert Selby novel or read Bukowski's poetry. I really liked Robert Heinlein when I smoked way more pot. Norman Mailer makes me laugh. And whenever I bother to pick up something he wrote, put simply, my reading tastes, when I actually bother to pick up a book, are pretty pedestrian and predictable. Mostly what I do is look at pictures of jeans and cars on Instagram and watch wrestling on the WWE Network. So if you're looking to make sense of whatever the heck it is that I'm doing, it probably helps to know that I owe way more to Rick Rude than I do to, I don't know, Lester Bangs. Like I said, I'm not much of a reader. And number one, no, I am not going to stop writing. First of all, I'm pretty sure that whatever I wrote, Put a Bee in Your Bonnet, is not literally the worst thing ever written. It's not even figuratively the worst thing that you've ever read. I didn't stop writing when I woke up to find every Pearl Jam fan in the world wanting to kill me, so the chances of me quitting writing because you write OMG, why you writer quit now, on, and he spells now, N-A-O, on my Facebook page, are slim to none. For the last 6 years, I've supported myself in one of the nation's most expensive cities doing nothing but writing.
Yeah, it's a nice claim, right? Like, he's managed to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's done, frankly, but I guess it's just, you just got to get the clicks, right?
Yeah. I mean, he says, basically, for the last 3 years ago, I've basically had money coming out of my ears. Seriously, I just bought a $500 leather fanny pack from Japan. I am that... let's see. He's just got a lot of money. He's like, I just have that much money to spend stuff on.
Are you stumbling over all the cuss words?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like, he's just bragging. He says, this is de facto proof that I am literally, yes, literally, better at writing than approximately 95% of people in the history of the universe who have called themselves writers. Oh, money doesn't matter? Say, that's what I call a pretty cool story, bro. No, whip on that frappuccino. No whip on that frappuccino. Chino, please. So, he just ends the article with some more trolling.
So, I was expecting six reasons or something.
That was the sixth reason.
Okay. It went by so quick for a cracked article. Gotta say. I mean, he got our clicks and didn't even really deliver that long of an article.
That's true.
Really kind of stunned.
I think we just flew through it. I mean, we just allowed him to speak his particular trolling without arguing the points on this particular one.
Well, I think we should talk about the military accidentally shipping live anthrax to labs in 9 states.
Yeah.
So I let him slide ahead. This is what I was going to open with, and I think it's... I don't know if it's relevant to everybody's life in the sense that you're probably not going to get anthrax at your house.
I certainly hope not.
But it sure does show incompetence. Like, the only organization that we would think is capable of handling anthrax apparently isn't capable of handling anthrax. Here's a newsflash. I didn't really think it was anyway. But there are, a lot of people out there, perhaps even the lion's share of the people listening to this the show on the radio, who are like, well, anthrax is dangerous. We really can't let it be in the hands of anybody but the government, the most unaccountable and incompetent organizational system that we have found so far on planet Earth. And, I think we'd be better off if we turned all the anthrax over to Walmart or Google or Apple, right? Like, there's so many liberals out there that quake in their boots about the idea of the corporations.
Right. Here's another question. Why do we need, why are we storing a bunch of anthrax? That would be another good question.
I don't know. You got to have it to
study and cure it. Sure, if we needed, but how much do we actually need to do that?
I don't know the
answer
to that.
Seems like they had a whole bunch.
That's probably why they're sending it to the labs, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, the Defense Department accidentally sent live anthrax to labs in 9 states and South Korea and is working with the Centers for Disease Control to contain it.
The only thing that would make this worse is if they were like, oh, we accidentally sent some to North Korea. Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh. This is from TheHill.com. Looks pretty legit, man. This isn't some kind of troll. 855-450-3733. What do you think? What else should we trust the government with? Nuclear weapons? The death penalty? 855-450-3733. Incompetent boobs. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims.
When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. Talking about the situation where apparently the military, the Pentagon, has shipped anthrax around all over the place, basically.
Basically the plague, like the modern, basically be the closest thing that we could get to a modern plague. Because if anthrax got out.
Well, I mean, it's not good, I suppose there's worse things that could get out. But, I mean, anthrax, cows have that, right?
I think it can be made or to grow. It can grow on cow. I mean, it's just, I don't think it's one of those things that exists very much anymore.
One would assume if the Pentagon sends it, then it's weaponized anthrax, too.
Right, exactly.
Which would be even worse. The Department of Defense is collaborating with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in their investigation of the inadvertent transfer of samples containing live Bacillus anthracis, also known as anthrax, from a DOD lab in Dugay, Utah, to labs in 9 states, says Army Colonel Steve Warren, a Pentagon spokesperson. There's no known risk.
We didn't mean to send it to the wrong places.
Right. I mean, I get that this isn't that big of a deal, right? Like, it's probably nobody's going to be killed by this. But what this does is this illustrates in a very palpable and easy to understand fashion why you should not advocate ever for the government to do anything. At this point, if this was done by any other organization, people would be hollering from the rooftops. So because it's the government, it's just like, oh, well, you know, they're stupid.
What can we do?
It's like, you know, the mentally disabled guy in the family, you know, does something silly. Everybody covers for him. There's no known risk to the general public, and there's no suspected or confirmed cases of anthrax infection in potentially exposed lab workers. The DOD lab was working as part of a DOD effort to develop a field-based test to identify biological threats. Here's a biological threat. The Department of Defense. Out of an abundance of caution, the Department of Defense has stopped the shipment of this material from its labs pending completion of the investigation. It's unclear as to whether anyone was exposed to the live samples or whether they've been quarantined for treatment. So we don't even get to know that. The Defense Department official said said on background that the anthrax samples was prepared at the Duggay Army facility as a part of research, a routine research, then sent to the labs. All the samples were supposed to be dead or inactive. Whoops.
Yeah.
The labs were in Texas, Maryland, Wisconsin, Delaware, New Jersey, Tennessee, New York, California, and Virginia. Yep, I got blue states, I got red states. There's no conspiracy here. Warren later said that a sample was also sent overseas to the Joint United States Forces Korea Portal and Integrated Threat Recognition Program at Asan Air Base in South Korea. There's no known risk to the general public, and no personnel have shown signs.
I wonder how far that is from like the border of North Korea. Like, could like ground troops in North Korea like attack and capture that sample, and you know, like just that type of thing? It's like that's a pretty risky, scary mistake to have live anthrax that close to North Korea.
It's not a good thing. I'm sure there's all kinds of bad things we wouldn't want them getting a hold of that are relatively close. China could give them all kinds of things that we don't want them to have too.
Sure.
So, yeah.
North Korea is still an ally, last I checked, though, you know, so.
What's that?
I said China is still an ally, last
North
I checked.
North Korea is an ally of China, too.
Well, yeah.
So.
I'm just saying they're an ally of ours, so it takes some pretty, you know.
Yeah, China's,
China providing, you know, anthrax to North Korea would be probably considered an act of war.
Yeah, I would agree. but where did North Korea get the ability to set off a nuclear weapon?
Do they actually have that ability?
That's the claim.
It's a claim.
Okay. Well,
I don't think there's any proof of that.
All right. Well, I'd have to dig a little further. At this point, I thought North Korea was nuclear.
No.
So,
as far as I know, no, they're not.
Okay. So, going on, a lab in
Maryland. Or maybe they are, and they just certainly don't have the capability of delivering a nuke anywhere.
I think the delivery is a real issue.
Right.
A lab in Maryland first notified the Pentagon on May 22nd in the late evening that it had received a live sample. The Pentagon then informed the CDC on May 23rd.
I wonder how did they discover that? Like, what's this?
Oops. They're a lab. They test things. Well, the news got out. It only took them 5 days to let us know. So far, the only live sample has been found in Maryland. The number of affected labs could grow since the original lab has already turned over some of their anthrax sample to other facilities. So there you go. Your government is completely incompetent. I think that this story is important for just this reason, that you understand that whatever it is that you turn over to them, you must consider it important if you're turning it over to the government. Well, there's not much more important that I can come up with than live anthrax samples. And they accidentally sent them to labs they weren't supposed to send them to. At least they didn't just go send them to random addresses, I'll give you that. But maybe that's next week's project.
I'm delivering pizza to a wrong house. Yeah. That's an anthrax, whoops.
Wait, you didn't order anthrax with your anchovies? I just don't know. I mean, it's stories like this that had converted me from the sort of small government guy to saying that, well, we're going to need to have competition in the area of governance. The reason is because if you give an organization a monopoly, monopolies do two things generally. They provide bad customer service and high prices. nobody's going to argue with me that the government is high-priced. Like, everybody says, yeah, man, it takes some more money than anybody else to, you know, build that thing or do that stuff. But it's really great because they can steal that money from other people. Well, I get it. And that's a real advantage if you really want a project done, is to steal your neighbor's money. I get it. But let's not forget who you're turning over that project to. You're turning it over to a group of people that send live anthrax through the mail. And that ain't so great. That's the story in a nutshell. These people are incompetent, and we keep on entrusting them with new, more important tasks. They hold the nuclear codes.
Oh, I guess I should play Ian for a second, devil's advocate. What do you mean, we?
Well, I'm forced into it, whether they are entrusted with this anthrax, whether I want them to be entrusted or not.
Right.
So, you know, we, the human beings, are entrusting the U.S. government with this anthrax, whether we want to or not. We're forced into it, yeah, sort of by just this majority thing that goes on here in the government. Well, I mean, I get how people talk about, when we talk about the Second Amendment, you're like, well, what do you want, everybody to have a nuclear weapon? No, I don't want everybody to have a nuclear weapon. Frankly, I would prefer nuclear weapons not exist. However, at this point in time, they do, and these numbers are held by organizations, solely by organizations at this point, organizations of human beings at least, that are the same organizational type as the United States government who sent this anthrax around. Now, I'm not saying that this is one incident, that this should be it for them. I'm saying this crap happens all the time. We're just getting a glimpse now and then. Since they don't have the responsibility, they're not going to be incentivized to be responsible. Nobody's going to get fired over this.
Yep.
If they do get fired over, I bet they can't even get fired over this. I doubt they're going to get fired over this. Like, anybody who does this probably should be fired, and they should get a job doing something where they can be trusted more. Maybe a radio talk show host.
Yeah.
Right? Let's take the incompetent boob that sent this out and make them a radio talk show host where they can't hurt anybody. But no.
If somebody does get fired, though, it's certainly not going to be anybody who's like actually responsible or in any sort of power, whatever that organization is. They'll just find somebody to scapegoat.
Well, it might be the person who actually licked the stamp and put it in the envelope. I don't know. They're as responsible as anybody up the ladder, but nobody up the ladder is going to deal with it. I agree with that. 855-450-3733. What do you think? What should we do? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. You know, you like to read bumper stickers on the back of people's cars. Everybody likes to do it. Well, you can reach lots of people with the ideas of liberty from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people, tens of thousands if you drive a lot and you live in a big city, just by putting on these bumper stickers. They're witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic. Check them out at libertystickers.com. I like to just page through them. They have some really great sayings there, many of them created by our friend Scott Horton over at he used to do anti-war radio. Now he does the Scott Horton Show, which is essentially the same show. Check it out, libertystickers.com. They are great. So, Nebraska's death penalty repealed with a veto override majority here. Nebraska became the first conservative state in more than 40 years to abolish the death penalty on Wednesday when lawmakers boldly voted 30-19 to override the governor's veto. There are 10 inmates in Nebraska's death row. The 11th died this week. But the state has not executed anyone since 1997, and only this is like New Hampshire. Nobody's been executed in a very long time, too. And only recently ordered the drugs necessary to carry out a lethal injection. It's the 19th state to abolish capital punishment. Lawmakers across the political spectrum came together to pass a repeal bill three times. Governor Pete Ricketts, a first-term Republican, then vetoed the legislation on Tuesday. 30 senators were needed to override him. My words cannot express how appalled I am that we have just lost a critical tool to protect law enforcement and Nebraska families, Ricketts said in some pandering, smarmy plea. It's not based on fact at all. The override veto was preceded by hours of debate, with opponents and proponents quoting Bible passages and reading emails from constituents to support their position. You know, I don't think we should pass this or veto it based on ancient texts or the emails of constituents. I mean, I'm sorry, you're supposed to be the leaders of men up there. You're have you talked to the average person recently? They're dumb. And I don't want to, you know, like, when it comes down to it, I'm not really interested in emails from constituents. Those are not the good reasons to do this. There's all kinds of good reasons to abolish the death penalty in your state, but not because of ancient texts and the average person's opinion.
Well, why shouldn't government cater to people who think the most important thing in the world is who wins American Idol?
Yeah, why shouldn't they, indeed? Well, that's what it's built to do. There's no doubt about that. Let's go on here. The death penalty in Nebraska is broken. It's time to repeal it, said Senator Jeremy Nordquist, a Democrat who voted to end capital punishment. Senator Joni Craighead, who backed the death penalty, asked proponents to put themselves in the shoes of murder victims' families. This is always the one that you go with, murder victims' families. Well, I got news for you. Murder victims' families are dragged through the mud on multiple occasions by these appeals and all this stuff that goes with it. Consider for a second what it must be like to have appeal after appeal, after pardon, after clemency hearing, over the Supreme Court, and all this stuff that goes on with death penalty cases. I would just love to know, what's it like for the guys that get life? The vast majority of them, in my experience, suck it up and take their life sentence and die in prison. Seriously. I spent 8.5 years in prison. I've met a lot of guys with life sentences. Mm-hmm. I met a guy one time who'd been in prison so long, he said that if they let him out, the first thing he'd do is go to a post office, use his finger inside of his shirt to pretend he had a gun, to rob it for one stamp. The reason he'd do a post office is he heard time was better in federal prison.
Wow.
So, yes, I mean, I have a reasonable idea of what we're talking about and the motivations of people here. The death penalty, it doesn't come into people's minds, generally, before they commit their crime. Yeah, there are some people, I think like Dahmer or something like that, picked states where they didn't have a death penalty so that he wouldn't have to worry about the death penalty. But he got it anyway, didn't he? And this is the thing, is I feel like you can trust the inmates in the prison to hand out the death penalty to the worst cases. Frankly, I can't. I do. There's, you know, it happened to Donald McDougal in Florida. It happened to this Dahmer fella. It would likely happen to this the Boston bomber, Sarnev.
Yeah.
Sarnev.
Zokar
Sarnev, whatever his name is. It'd likely happen to him if they let him out in general population. Tell you what, go ahead and put him in a federal maximum security federal prison in general population in the Northeast. We'll just see how that goes for him.
Right.
I suspect they'd bash his head in with something metal relatively quickly. So, this death penalty thing, I get how we might be worried about the family. I understand. But you're dragging them through all kinds of appeals and that kind of thing. Not to mention the taxpayer has to pay for these appeals. It's significantly less costly. If you're a conservative, costs for the government matter. It's significantly less costly to put somebody in prison and feed them bologna sandwiches for the rest of their life. Oh, by the way, let them have cigarettes. Let them have, let them have access in the canteen to 5-hour energy drinks and all kinds of things that they can overdose on. Let them do that if that's what they want to do. Don't protect these people from their own actions. But, it's just ridiculous to spend these millions of dollars on all these appeals.
Well, the problem is it's, a government system, so it's going to be all these different interests. You're going to have all these different interests that are going to, they can't, like, there's going to be people who are like, let them kill themselves, if that's what they want to do. But there's also going to be people like, human life, they must be protected. You got to put them in a straitjacket. It's like, it's got to be, there's going to be different interests at play with every.
Absolutely, are. That's just my advocation.
Some people believe that everyone, if you don't have the right to make that choice, you must be protected from yourself at that point because you're obviously crazy. And it's like, some point there's life is not valuable anymore. If your life is going to be just miserable and you know that for the rest of your life, maybe you don't want to keep living. That's why a lot of people, that's why the argument is for, you know, over medical stuff, over, you know, people who are extremely, extremely sick who want to end their lives, you know, but people can't even agree on that because there are certain religions where it's like, oh, no, if you kill yourself, you know, if you have somebody kill you, you're never going to get access to eternal, you know,
whatever
heaven and Eden after whatever.
Well, certainly there are lots of people that disagree on what's going to happen after we die. But let's leave that out of it.
Sure.
Let's just go ahead and say, okay, it's significantly less costly to put somebody in prison for life than it is to try to take them through all the appeals for a death penalty. The only thing the death penalty, the only person from what, who I can tell, the only people I can tell that it truly benefits are the prosecutors who get big names off of it. I suppose you could make the claim that the victims, you know, have some kind of benefit or something, but I think that that's outweighed by whatever it is they'd have to deal with in trying to put somebody through the, you know, the 10 years that it takes to finally kill them. Not to mention the fact that, you know, as a deterrent, this is not really shown to be particularly effective, if effective at all. When you're talking about, you know, states that kill the most people, their crime rates aren't particularly low.
Yeah, I mean,
New Hampshire hasn't had an execution in decades, and its crime rate is significantly lower than
states. The biggest reasons that you hear for people, if you talk to people who support the death penalty, the two things that they'll generally say are, well, we shouldn't be paying to keep these people in prison for the rest of their lives. You should just kill them. Well, that argument doesn't make any sense. That's just stupid because it costs more to kill them. That's one thing. And then the second argument that most people make is that, well, we need to, you know, have something there, you know, the ultimate punishment to keep crime rates down. It's like, no, the death penalty doesn't affect recidivism rates at all. So,
well, murderers,
you're also wrong there.
Usually get the death penalty are the least likely to recommit anyway.
To get the death penalty, yeah.
Well, no, I mean murderers generally.
Well, because most of the time it's a crime of passion.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to make that mistake again. Right. They've had to deal with whatever the consequences are. Right. They spent plenty of time in jail, and they're not interested any longer.
855, I also suspect serial killers is some sort of a strange mental illness as well that might come and go.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like you're going to stop them with a serial killer with the death penalty.
Right.
I mean, they might put me to death instead of life in prison.
Right.
And let's not forget.
Oh, you mean stop, like as in stop recidivism or whatever, or preventative.
Killing them certainly stops.
Right.
There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But so does putting him in prison for life. And no one's, we haven't even mentioned that life in prison may very well be a worse punishment. We don't really know.
Right.
855-450-3733, your thoughts on the death penalty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Strike two, base is loaded.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.